This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's topic, want for others what you want for yourself. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, welcome to A to Z on Arabic English Radio with me, Sister Zainab, and obviously the title is maybe a slightly long one. So what this is that wanting for others what we want for ourselves is also, you know, we can turn it around and also say that, well, you know, we don't want something special for ourselves that is more special than what we would want for others. So we should sort of return, in a sense, the favor. But look, I'll illustrate it just by a beautiful little story from the life of the famous Iranian martyr from the Holy Defense, Shahid Mustafa Chamghan. So this is a particular story about when he was injured in hospital. And so he would receive visitors. And the visitors, obviously, this presumably was in the heat of the summer. And so he wouldn't let the visitors even turn on the air conditioner in his room in the hospital. And what he would say to try and explain this to his visitors was that the soldiers on the front line don't even have a roof over their head to sit on, so they can sit under its shade. So he was in there in hospital, and obviously it wouldn't have been at great ease because he was injured and recovering and maybe still in pain. And yet he was thinking about these other people, about his troops, and thinking, well, they don't even have an air. They've got nowhere to get shade from the sun. And so he, thinking about them, didn't want to have any better conditions than his soldiers. And, you know, obviously, look, this is a very high level of always thinking about other people and sort of, in a sense, not wanting to sort of have more than the others. Welcome back to A to Z on Arabic English Radio. And obviously I'm talking about not wanting anything better for ourselves than what others have. And, you know, it's a very beautiful little principle to live by. So in a sense, and obviously this, I was just mentioning the example of the famous Iranian martyr, Shahid Mustafa Chamghan, who didn't want to turn on the air conditioner in his hospital room because his troops were out there in the sun without any protection from the heat of the sun. And you know, obviously, so we ask ourselves, well, okay, so how can we apply this in our lives? What does this actually mean? So I suppose what it can mean is that depending on, you know, if we are in a neighborhood that, you know, if we happen to live in a neighborhood that we would call average, or maybe average or mixed, so we're not living in, let's say, a very ostentatious neighborhood. And I don't know, so if you just imagine to yourself the very glitzy houses in where somewhere, I don't know, it could be in LA, anywhere, any cities have that, or in London, in Tehran, you get them in Sydney in Australia. So, but if we're living in an average place, a neighborhood, or even lower average, a very modest neighborhood, and we're driving around in our very fancy big foreign cars, and we've built a very ostentatious mansion right in the middle of it, then obviously you'd think, well, it will look out of place, but also, you know, it's going to be difficult to communicate with people on the same level, because we, in a sense, are setting ourselves apart. It's as if we're putting a big sign there, like showing that, oh, we're different. Look at us. We're building this right in the middle of this neighborhood. And yeah, obviously, it's not the best way to behave. So it is always good to sort of take our cues from people around us, so we can just fit in. And like, yeah, this beautiful idea that His Eminence the Sayyid would have, who was martyred. You know, obviously, was it about five months ago now, that, you know, just be average. Maybe there is a beautiful principle we can put in place in our lives a little bit more, inshallah. So I, inshallah, you've gained just some reminders from today, and I look forward to welcoming you back to another episode of AZ here on I Being Your Radio, and farewell for now. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.iranradio.ir.